So those people who say that we are constantly remembering God, but they don't do anything externally connected with God directly, and they condemn those who are doing externally activity, that you're just doing a show off and you're limiting yourself to the external activities. You're not doing practical activities. And in any situation, in any relationship, love always has to be expressed through action. Now if a husband comes back home after work and the husband is tired, the wife says, "I love you." A child comes back home from school, the mother says, "I love you." Child says, "Mommy, I'm hungry. I love you. Mommy, I'm hungry. I love you. Mommy, I'm hungry. I told you I love you. That's fine, but I want food. No, I love you." No, that love has to be expressed through actions. So show any relationship in which love is only in the mind, never seen in actions. It doesn't work like that. No relationship can be sustained. In fact, many times if people have affection for each other, but they don't express it, then even a good relationship can go sour because of that. So there should not just be internal emotion, but there should also be external expression of that emotion. Both are required for a continuation of a healthy relationship. So similarly, with respect to our practice of bhakti, it's possible that some people may do their religious activities just for show. So sometimes some religious activities can be done as exhibition. And Krishna also talks about this. Atma-sambhavita stabda anmanamadamita yajante nama yajnaiste tambhena vidhipurvakam. So he says, the ungodly people, sometimes they do some charitable activities, they do sometimes religious activities. Why? They go to the temple not to take darshan of Krishna, they go to the temple to let everyone have their darshan. See, I am such a pious person, main bhi mandir jata hun. I also go to the temple. So they are not really interested in God at all. So yajante nama yajna iste. They don't do nama yajna, they do yajna for nama. They do yajna for the sake of name and fame. They don't do nama yajna. There are people like that. And such people do give religion a bad name. And now, these are not the only kind of people that are there. As I said, that there can be exhibitionism which is there in religion. But there is also exhibition and there is also expression. So expression means that in any relationship, affection internally has to be expressed practically. So similarly, when we chant, when we dance, when we wear tilak, when we wear a particular kind of dress, that is the way we are striving to express our affection for Krishna. So now, sometimes it happens that people, they say that, "Oh, you don't need to worship God, you just take care, you just do something in this world. Okay, take care of poor people, feed them, that's all good." But if you feed poor people, if you feed them food, that's okay, their hunger will be mitigated. But if you provide them prasad, they will be spiritually also benefited. The point is that there is Manav Seva, there is Madhav Seva. Some people do only Madhav Seva and don't care for Manav. That means they are only worshipping God and don't care for fellow human beings at all. That is not the mood of devotees. People, as devotees, we want to share Krishna consciousness with others. And that doesn't mean only philosophy. We also distribute prasad. We also offer practical help to people whenever it is possible for us. The point is, one extreme to think only Madhav Seva to do. And there is no need to do Manav Seva. I just, when Prabhupada was in Australia, at that time, next to the temple, there was a big building and there was a fire. And the fire was there. There was, you know, the fire security men who had come, they did not have any safety net or something like that. So the devotees, the next day they were going to have Rath Yatra. And they had made a big thick cloth to put on the Jagannath cart. So the devotees immediately took out that cloth. And they held it, and the person from the fire, from the upper building, they jumped down, and they were saved. So then, after that, the next day, the newspaper reported. So this, because in that time, they had the idea that India is filled with Brahmins who are very sanctimonious.
Sanctimonious means they're very puritanical. I don't touch us, you are untouchable, you are like this, you are like that. So when they heard that devotees had used this sacred cloth, which was meant for their religious festival, for saving a human being, and the newspaper reported it in very laudatory terms. And then they asked Prabhupada, these people use it for this purpose, can they still use it for Athyatra? Prabhupada said, you can use it. You wash it properly, clean and use it. So the point is that it is not that if somebody says, we are going to be so busy in Madhav Seva that we can't practically help people. So Madhav Seva and Manav Seva should not be considered as two non-intersecting sets. Somebody may say, I will only do Madhav Seva and not care about people at all. But the other extreme is also what? I will only do Manav Seva and not care about Madhav at all. Now this is also incomplete, because people cannot be properly helped unless they become connected with God. You know, according to WHO statistics, there are 800 million people in the world who are undernourished, who don't get enough food to eat. But there are 1,000 million, that is 1 billion people who are obese. So what that means is, more than the number of people who don't get enough to eat is the number of people who eat too much. So the problem is not the shortage of food. The problem is the misdirection of resources. And this same principle applies to everything. In this world there is so much, there is enough for people's needs. But when people are greedy, then even when we want to help others, if we can help them in a way that tangibly solves their problems, then that is better. So if people's greed can be removed, then then society can be much more sustainably transformed. And by the practice of bhakti, people become purified of their greed. So therefore, only Manav Seva, I think in the Manav Seva alone is enough, there is no need to the Madhav Seva. That is not going to transform people. Temporary may benefit, but that will not transform people. About three, four years ago, I was at a conference organized by UNESCO. It was the 60th anniversary of the establishment of the United Nations. And there, the head of the India branch of the United Nations had come. And he was speaking that in 60 years, the United Nations has almost 67 organizations, sister organizations. And they have had millions of volunteers all over the world. And billions of dollars have been spent. But in the 67 areas that they have worked, in all the 67 areas, the conditions have become worse. Whether it is labor rights, whether it is nautical protection, whether it is this or that. So they have worked hard sincerely. But still, conditions have not tangibly improved. In some ways they improve, but afterward they become worse. So what we need, material improvement is fine. But material improvement alone is not enough. Martin Luther King said that we live in an age of guided missiles and misguided men. So we need to have material things, material help, which will make externally better, but unless people are internally improved, people cannot truly be helped. That's why there is a balance of both required. And as devotees, we don't say that Madhav Seva alone while not caring for Manav, and we don't say Manav Seva without caring for Madhav. What we do is, we do Madhav Seva by which we purify our hearts and we connect others with Madhava, and in that process we serve them. That way, we and others, everyone can be holistically and sustainably benefited. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Shall we stop here? So, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Jai Gaur Prabhupada ki jai.